Satya's omniscience. Satya won the respect of common man in Uravakonda as he used to help those in distress. Once, a certain person who was a Muslim was frantically searching for his horse, which had either strayed or been stolen. The animal was the sole source of livelihood as it was used to pull a cart that transported goods from place to place. Quite desperate for having failed to find the animal, after searching for mile around, he was told about Satya. The man sought him right away and poured out his story. Satya immediately told him to go to a certain grove a mile and a half away from the town. He did this and found the horse grazing all alone and quite unconcerned at the uproar its disappearance had caused. The Muslim community of the area was deeply touched by this kindly act. And thereafter, Muslim drivers of carts would stop at seeing Satya and give him a lift to or from school. People would often go to Satya when they had lost articles of value because they knew his intuitive perception would enable them to locate them. A teacher had lost his pen and he requested Satya to reveal the identity of the person who had taken it. Satya revealed the name of the servant, but the teacher did not believe him as the servant was normally honest and a search of his room had revealed nothing. However, Satya persisted in saying that the man had sent the pen to his son who was studying in Anantapur and offered to prove this fact. The father was illiterate and required the services of a letter writer. The writer had written after the usual fashion, inquiring after the son's health, and then asked if the pen sent by the father was working properly. The father also advised that the pen be carefully looked after, since being a costly one, it could be stolen. A self-addressed card was enclosed for a reply. Within 4 days, a reply was received saying that the pen was writing magnificently and would be looked after carefully. Thus was Satya's omniscience proved.